Now, this is not a doctrine that I recently learned. You know, this is something that was taught to me when I was a babe in Christ. I remember, and you say, who taught you this doctrine? My father-in-law, who was my pastor at the time, taught me this doctrine. Amen. And in fact, he scared the fire out of me when he told me this doctrine. I remember sitting in his office, Pastor Esposito's office, and I would often just go to his office just to go talk to him, you know, and just to go get discipled by him and learn from him and pick his brain and learn wisdom from him. And I remember he specifically had someone in his personal life who he knew die recently, recent as in during that time. And he specifically told me, he said, Bruce, God killed that man. And I remember he pointed at me and I was just like, what? God killed him? He said, God killed him. And he says, and I even told that person's husband, or that person's wife, excuse me, I said to her, God killed your husband. I mean, he wasn't joking. There was no laughing matter about it. And I remember listening to him and I said, okay. And he goes, because you got to remember, God kills people. You know? And that's very different from what we hear today, don't we? You know, God's not angry at you. You can live however you want. You can be involved in all kinds of sin. And most of the time, these are people who have turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. Right. You know, they want to make sure they don't understand. They say, well, grace means that we can sin and we can just do anything we want. No, in fact, the Bible says that the grace of God teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. Amen. Not to just live however you want. And we're going to see tonight that there are certain things that you can do that can cost you your life. It can cause God to strike you down dead. Amen. You say, why are you preaching this sermon? Well, simply for the fact that we as God's people, we need to grow in our fear of God. Amen. You see, there's people today that don't fear God. You know, they think that God is just this wonderful old man in heaven with a long white beard, and he's just loving to everyone, and he will never judge anybody. He just loves everyone. No, it's not true.
Amen.
He is a God of righteousness. He's a God of love, and he can strike you down dead today.
Yep. Amen.